Time to bring in Pat Pagano right now. Hey, Pat, you know, I'm looking at the radar, and so far all the stuff looks like this morning to be going to the north of us.
Well, right now, but that will change.
Now, stop, now, stop, 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 stop.
Big time it's going to change. There's going to be really locally heavy rain today, tonight, tomorrow. There will be places that will get well over 3 inches.
Now, these are going to be in thunderstorm downpours, though, right?
Not necessarily thunderstorms, just, you know, heavy downpours. Okay. They may not be accompanied by thunder or lightning. So that's it. It's tropical.
You got to get closer. We have to get closer to the mic there.
How's that?
It still sounds a little weak. I don't know why. Huh.
That's what one of the other stations said, and I didn't touch a thing.
Huh. That's bizarre.
I did not touch a thing. Let's go in, you know, this stupid Skype boy.
That's right.
It really is. Audio and video settings. Let's go into microphone. It says automatically adjust microphone settings. Should that stay on?
I don't know. I don't know if it should or not.
Oh, you know. Okay. Let's see if I change this to, this should be USB. Okay. Did that make
there it? You go. That's it.
That's it.
That was it. It was working off the computer mic. Yeah. Now it sounds great.
Okay. So we're back. All right. So now here we are again with this conveyor belt of tropical moisture that goes to the Gulf of Mexico, right up the Appalachians. And all you need is for the sun to come out, and it begins to just take the little seedlings in this flow and build them up to thunderstorms. Point in case, yesterday, it's my day to go to yoga. I purposely finish all my weather early so I can get to the class at 4 o'clock. I leave here about 3:30. It's about 20 after 3. And I look at the radar, and I see this red blotch headed right for me. And I'm saying, boy, there's no way I'm going to outrun this because it's moving so quickly. Hopefully, maybe it'll move in and move out, and I can get to yoga. Well, never happened. We had a little over a half hour of rain, and in that half hour rain, we got 1.5 inches. Huh. No thunder, no lightning. Just pouring sheets of rain. My temperature was 89 when it started raining. When it was through raining, it was 74.
But it was still humid.
Oh, the humidity was 100%. And the same thing's going to happen today to parts of our area. Now, the areas that may get off the best, the easiest, would be east. I'm thinking east of Charlotte, you know, when we get to Hartford and places like that, they may not see too much today. Tonight, there will still be some showers and thunderstorms around. Tomorrow, the whole area shifts eastward. Everybody's going to get rain, unfortunately. I don't think it'll taper off until sometime in the afternoon. Our far western areas, get to the Catskills, they will probably see it break by 1, 2 o'clock. But Sharon and points east, maybe not until 3, 4 o'clock.
Is it a steady rain or showers?
It's going to be almost steady, and it will come down hard at times.
All right.
It's not good. Middle 80s today. I'm dropping the temperature for tomorrow because of the presence of widespread coverage of rain. I don't think we'll get into the upper 80s. I would be surprised for us to be in the upper 70s tomorrow, and as humid as can be. Then we'll take out the showers and thunderstorms for Sunday. I don't think it's going to be anything. Partly sunny, hot and humid, low 90s. Sunny, hot and humid, 90 to 95 Monday. Showers and thunderstorms return Tuesday into Wednesday.
So a steady rain for tomorrow.
It looks pretty steady to me. Yeah, do you have something scheduled?
Oh, Pat, yeah, of course. Not me, but everybody. Listen to the list, okay? You ready?
Uh-oh.
Now for today, we have the Sharon book signing, which is from 6 to 8 o'clock, which we'll be at. Okay. That's today. But weekend in Norfolk runs today, tomorrow, and Sunday, where there's lots of activities. Now let's go to tomorrow. You have the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair. Okay. That's number one. That goes from 10 to 5. You have the outdoor book sale for the Hotchkiss Library. That goes all day. You have also the Wasaic Project with their big summer festival, which draws thousands of people. That's all day tomorrow. You have the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, which we are at today and tomorrow and Sunday. That goes on in Hillsdale, New York. Do you want me to go on?
No. What are all these people going to do?
Well, people at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, they get used to rain. They do, because, you know, it's a music festival, and so they get used to it. So it'll get a little muddy, but they'll get used to it. But everything else, like, and we were going to plan to be broadcasting outdoors in Kent on Saturday from 10 to 2. But we can't do that because we don't have our tent, because that's up at Falcon Ridge. So it looks like our possibilities of being out in Kent during Kent. That's another thing. It's Kent sale days. That goes on all weekend long, big days on Saturday.
Jeez.
So, I mean, so everybody's going to get rained on. Hopefully it'll be just, it'll rain heavy and then get a break, rain heavy and get a break. Hopefully. But not the way you're sounding. Is there a storm associated with it, or is it just moisture being pushed up?
There will be a small storm forming on this front. The question is where and how fast. The models are in different locations with it, but it's all within close proximity to southern New England.
All right.
So that's the problem.
This is just I laugh because this weekend, Pat, is almost one of the busiest. It's almost like one of the busiest weekends of the year now. It's become so packed with the different events. And I didn't go over some of the, the Ulster County Fair is on, Pat, this weekend. That goes on this weekend as well. In New Paltz, New York. Let me just take a look here if I missed anything. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy what's going on. Yeah, there's a big thing going on at the Bidwell House Museum on Saturday. Germantown, the Claremont State Historic Site, has a big event going on this weekend. I mean, and all the other things that I mentioned. Wow. We'll have to see what happens. Hopefully cross our fingers.
Well, that's what you could do. It's tropical like, and anything can happen, but you could cross your fingers. I mean, I'm in a dilemma too. I have to really get up to the lake. And, of course, if it's really raining heavily, there's no way that I'm going tomorrow. And if I don't go tomorrow, friends of mine are having a small gathering tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. It's not outside, it's inside. I'll get stuck going there. I'd rather not go there, and I'd rather go up to the lake because there's too much to do. So I have a dilemma there, and I mean, if worse comes to worse, I will head up to the lake Sunday and come back on Monday. Simple as that.
All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens, but button up your overcoat.
Well, more like keep your umbrella open as opposed to your overcoat, because you won't need that. But you will definitely need the umbrella. There's no doubt about it.
Maybe we should ship some ponchos up for sale.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
I used to do that. I used to get ponchos. I used to buy them. I used to be able to buy these yellow ponchos for like a buck and a half each, okay? And I would go out when I had a place at Lime Rock where I was selling stuff. I would keep them away, but on a rainy weekend when there was a race weekend or anything like that, I'd bring the ponchos out for $6 a piece, and I'd sell out, and I'd make $5 a poncho.
Wow.
Well,
that's pretty good.
It's supply and demand.
Yeah, hey, that's pretty good, you know? I remember a couple of times being in Disney and pouring rain, and, you know, you would say to yourself, oh, my goodness, where's the nearest store that I could, one of those little shops they have where I could buy one of those plastic ponchos, just not to, because it's warm, but you don't want to be soaking wet, that's for sure.
No. Well, hopefully we'll see. We'll get through the weekend and see what happens, you know? It could be worse.
It could always be worse. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, so I wish you all well, and me as well. And no matter what the weather is, I won't see you till Tuesday.
That's right.
And I'm hoping, Marshall, keep your fingers crossed, just the way we're keeping our fingers crossed that things will dry out a little bit tomorrow, keep your fingers crossed that I finally get the day off on Monday to be off.
I hope you're right. I keep my fingers and toes crossed.
Thank you.
And keep that microphone where it is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep checking that. Okay.
All right, Pat. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.